The science is clear. Addiction runs in families. It's not just opioids, but alcohol and even tobacco use, too. Carol Lofton takes a look at multi-generational addiction in West Virginia and the challenges families face to break these cycles.
We are in my apartment right now. Through the Ray of Hope.
Brooke sits side by side with her mom on the couch at New Life Apartments. Ray of Hope is an addiction recovery center for women struggling with alcohol or drug abuse.
When I was 15, I had my wisdom teeth pulled out, and they gave me, this is like right before or the beginning of the OxyContin epidemic, so they gave me OxyContin. And it was just a sensation that you can't really explain. And I was like, something changed in my mind. And after that, it was just kind of a slow process for a year or two. And then it was just full blown. I had to have it.
Meanwhile, Brooke's mom has her own struggles. She asked that we not use her name to protect her privacy. So we'll call her Martha.
I was dealing with losing my daughter to addiction. And of course, then I lost her father. He had an overdose. And so I was struggling to get through that, and I started drinking, and it made me feel better in the beginning, but, you know, relationships, family relationships, all the dynamics changed because of my drinking, and I was aware that it was happening, but on the other hand, it just made me feel better.
2 years after Brooke was first prescribed OxyContin, she tried heroin for the first time. She was 17.
I knew she was struggling at that point, and I truly tried to help her, but I was just enabling her addiction. And so therefore, because things so spiraled out of control so fast within the next couple of years, drinking really gave me some sort of relief at the time.
As family relationships began to strain and break under the weight of addiction, Brooke and her mom said they became a kind of team.
It was like we would enable each other toward the end. We were both aware, like at this point it was no secret, but it was like, well, you've got this and I've got that. So, you know, and they're real similar. So it was like kind of a bond almost, a really sick bond we had. We would defend each other at you know, to other people.
In a way, this isn't surprising.
Addiction clusters in families.
That's Laura Barut, a psychiatrist at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Missouri, who studies familial clustering of psychiatric illness and addiction.
And so the question is, why is it clustering in families? Is it the environment of the families, or is it the biology within families, the genetic predisposition?
In a nutshell, it's both. But what has dramatically changed in recent years is the introduction of widely available opioids.
We know that our genes actually haven't changed over the last 50 years, but we have this new opioid epidemic. And this opioid epidemic is because of environmental changes. This the recent drive to prescribe medications over the past 15 years.
So Beirut says when we see addiction clustering in families, Brooke's biological dad died of a heroin overdose, which later became her drug of choice, while her mom struggled with alcoholism. The magic combination is genetic susceptibility to addiction combined with the environmental change of more prescriptions.
So even though there's this biological predisposition running in families, we need to also think of the family as a unit of environment. It is very difficult for someone to become abstinent and enter recovery when other family members are using substances.
Remember what Brooke said?
It was like we would enable each other.
But when Brooke got into her latest round of treatment, there had been several, something shifted in not only her, but in her mom.
She would visit me, and when I got to, she was still drinking, and when I got to Ray of Hope, she started coming to meetings with me. And she then started, you know, continued her journey into her sobriety and quit drinking.
So we really do need to be looking at families when we're treating addiction and to know if there is a multi-generational substance use in that family, to really try to get everyone in that family into treatment and to, you know, encourage abstinence throughout all family members.
But ultimately, recovery is a personal decision. Brooke and her mom say their sobriety is not dependent on the other's decision not to use. If one of them relapses, they will still individually pursue recovery. In other families, though, recovery may mean cutting ties with those still using so that the unit of environment, so to speak, shifts in a more positive direction. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.